Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into something really special, an amazing new book called The Self-Sufficient Flock, a complete guide to raising happy, healthy chickens naturally. And wow, this thing is packed with game-changing ideas. So Nova, what jumped out at you first?
Oh man, Reese, the whole idea of raising chickens as an act of resistance, like actually fighting back against industrial agriculture, that blew my mind. It's not just about eggs anymore. It's about reclaiming food sovereignty. And you know what's wild? The book ties this to something bigger. Like how industrial food systems are designed to make us dependent. They want us relying on their processed junk, their digital supply chains, their CBDCs to buy even the basics. But chickens? Chickens are like this little rebellion in your backyard.
Right. And you know what? The book starts with this powerful idea that keeping chickens naturally is a quiet revolution. Like, every time you collect an egg from your own backyard, you're basically giving the middle finger to Big Ag. But here's the thing. It's not just about sticking it to the system. It's about, pause short, rebuilding something real. Something that works with nature, not against it.
It really is. And the way it talks about how factory farms treat animals, beak searing, forced molting, cramming them into cages so tight they can't even turn around. It's not just cruel, it's making our food toxic. The eggs from those poor hens? They're loaded with stress hormones, antibiotics, even arsenic-based drugs. But pastured eggs? Rich in omega-3s, vitamin D, real nutrients. The book cites studies showing pastured eggs have up to 20 times more healthy fats than factory eggs. It's like, pause, real food versus fake food.
Exactly. And here's the deeper layer. The book connects this to the globalist agenda. Industrial egg production isn't just about efficiency, it's about control. They want us dependent on their centralized food systems, their patented GMO feed, their synthetic additives. But when you raise your own chickens, you're opting out of that entire control grid. And get this, the book even references historical examples, like how during World War II, victory gardens and backyard flocks were encouraged as a way to resist food rationing and shortages. It's the same principle today, just with different enemies.
Oh, that's so true. And you know what else really got me? The chapter on natural chicken keeping as a way to reconnect with nature. Like, tending to chickens teaches you patience, responsibility. It's almost spiritual. In a world where kids are being indoctrinated with all this woke nonsense, where they're told their biology is fluid and their food should come from a lab, raising chickens is like, pause, grounding. It's real life. It's tangible. The book even talks about how chickens can help kids understand natural cycles, like how eggs turn into chicks, how seasons affect feeding, how predators and protection work in nature. It's pause, short education that actually matters.
Yes, and it's not just about the eggs or meat. The book talks about how chickens are part of this closed-loop homestead ecosystem. Their manure fertilizes your garden, they eat pests, they till the soil. It's this beautiful cycle that Big Ag wants to destroy with their monocrops and GMOs. And here's the kicker. The book cites data showing that a single chicken can produce enough manure to fertilize a 10 by 10 foot garden plot in a year. That's free. Organic fertilizer that replaces synthetic chemicals. It's like having a tiny feathered compost machine.
Ugh, don't even get me started on GMOs. But you're right. The book has this whole section on how chickens fit into permaculture. Like, they're not just livestock. They're partners in creating a resilient homestead. And the best part? You don't need acres of land. Even urban homesteaders can do this. The book gives examples of people in cities like Detroit and Portland who've turned small backyards into thriving mini farms with just a few chickens, some raised beds, and rainwater collection. It's pause proof that anyone can start, no matter where they live.
Absolutely. And speaking of resilience, the predator control section is gold. No expensive gadgets or toxic poisons, just smart, natural solutions, like using geese as guard animals. Who knew geese were basically feathered security systems? The book explains how geese have been used for centuries to protect flocks because they're territorial, loud, and will even attack foxes or raccoons. And get this, there's a historical example from ancient Rome where geese saved the city by alerting soldiers to an invasion. So yeah, geese are basically the original alarm system.
Right? And the way they talk about mobile coops, genius. You rotate the chickens, They fertilize the land, break the parasite cycle, and you get healthier birds. It's like pause, short permaculture in action. The book even includes diagrams of how to build a simple mobile coop for under $100 using reclaimed materials. No synthetic fertilizers, no big ag dependency, just pause working with nature's rhythms. And the science backs it up. Studies show that rotational grazing reduces parasite loads in chickens by up to 80% without chemicals.
Exactly. And you know what's wild? The book even ties this to economic freedom. Like, when you grow your own feed, you're not just saving money, you're sticking it to the corporations that want to control the food supply. They talk about heirloom seeds, sprouting grains, even bug farms for protein. It's PAW's next level self-sufficiency. The book breaks down the cost savings too, like how a $20 bag of commercial feed might last a week, but the same $20 spent on heirloom seeds and sprouting trays can produce months of feed. That's not just savings, that's PAW's short financial independence.
Oh my gosh, the bug farm part. I had no idea you could raise black soldier fly larvae to feed chickens. It's like this closed-loop protein factory. The book explains how just 1 pound of larvae can replace 5 pounds of commercial feed in terms of protein content. And the best part? No GMO corn, no soy. Just natural, high-protein food. The chickens love it, and it's basically free. Plus, the larvae can be fed on food scraps, so you're also reducing waste. It's like, pause, the ultimate recycling system.
Yeah, and it's not just about saving money. It's about pause, short breaking free from the system. The book makes it clear that every time you buy commercial feed, you're funding the same companies that are poisoning our food and our land. Companies like Cargill and Admiral, which push GMO crops and synthetic additives. But when you grow your own feed, you're cutting them out of the equation entirely. And here's a crazy stat. The book mentions that over 90% of the soy grown in the U.S. is GMO, and most of it goes into animal feed. So when you opt out of commercial feed, you're also opting out of the GMO industrial complex.
That's so powerful. And you know what else I loved? The water chapter. Like, who thinks about water quality for chickens? But the book points out that tap water is full of fluoride, chlorine, heavy metals, all stuff that weakens their immune systems. But rainwater? Naturally soft, chemical-free, perfect for hydration. The book even includes a simple DIY rainwater collection system that can be set up for under $50. And get this, studies show that chickens given rainwater or filtered water have stronger eggshells and better overall health because they're not dealing with the stress of toxins.
Oh man, the water section is a game changer. They even talk about natural filtration, like using sand and charcoal to clean water without chemicals. No fancy filters, no dependency on the grid, just pause common sense solutions that work. The book references how indigenous cultures have used sand filtration for centuries, and how even the ancient Egyptians used charcoal to purify water. It's low-tech, but it's effective. And in a world where they're trying to push us towards smart meters and digital water rationing, this is a way to pause, stay free.
And the medicine chapter. Reese, the herbal remedies section is like a treasure trove. Oregano oil for respiratory issues, garlic for parasites, honey for wounds. It's all there. The book explains how oregano oil is a natural antibiotic, with studies showing it's as effective as some pharmaceuticals, but without the resistance issues. And garlic? It's been used for centuries to boost immunity and fight parasites. The book even includes recipes for homemade herbal blends you can add to their feed. No vet bills, no big pharma drugs, just pause, short nature's pharmacy.
Right, and the best part? These remedies don't just treat symptoms, they strengthen the chickens' natural defenses. Unlike antibiotics, which create superbugs and weaken the birds over time. The book really drives home that PAW's real health comes from working with nature, not against it. And here's a wild fact. The book cites a study where chickens given garlic-supplemented feed had a 60% reduction in parasitic worms compared to those on conventional feed. That's PAW's short, huge. And it's all done without toxic chemicals.
That's the whole point, isn't it? This book isn't just about raising chickens. It's about Oz reclaiming our independence. Every egg you collect, every herb you grow, every drop of rainwater you harvest, it's all part of this bigger movement to live free. Free from corporations, free from government overreach, free from the whole broken system. And you know what's amazing? The book ties this to historical movements, like how during the Great Depression, people who kept backyard flocks were able to survive when others couldn't. It's the same principle today. Self-sufficiency is pause survival.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? The book even ties this to consciousness. Like, raising chickens naturally isn't just practical. It's spiritual. It's about remembering that we're part of nature, not separate from it. In a world that's trying to turn us into pause AI-controlled consumers, where they're pushing lab-grown meat and digital IDs just to buy food, this is pause revolutionary. The book quotes this old farming proverb, "The land is not a commodity, it's a community." And that's what chickens represent. They're part of that community. They're not just livestock. They're pause partners in creating a resilient life.
It really is. And the best part? Anyone can start small. Like, get a few chicks, build a simple coop, grow some herbs. You don't have to do it all at once. The book is all about pause, taking that first step toward freedom. It even includes a 30-day plan to get started, with daily tasks that are manageable for beginners. Day 1, research local laws. Day 2, sketch a coop design. Day 3, order chicks. It's pause doable. And every step is a step away from the system.
Yeah, and that's what's so empowering about it. This isn't just a manual, it's a manifesto, a guide to living differently, to opting out of the system and building something real, something pause alive. And you know what's fascinating? The book connects this to the idea of practice development, like how every small skill you learn, from building a coop to sprouting grains, builds on itself. It's not just about chickens. It's about developing a pause practice of freedom, a way of living that's self-reliant and pause unbreakable.
Yes. And you know what else? The book has this whole section on how raising chickens teaches kids real responsibility. Like, in a world where they're being fed all this transgender propaganda and told they need digital IDs just to pause exist, working with animals grounds them. It's real. It's alive. It's pause truth. The book even talks about how chickens can be part of homeschooling, teaching biology, math, like calculating feed ratios, even economics, like bartering eggs for other goods. It's pause short education that actually prepares kids for real life, not just to be cogs in the system.
That's so true. And it's not just about the practical skills. It's about pause consciousness, about remembering what's real. The book really drives that home. This isn't just a hobby. It's a way of life, a way to a pause, live free. And here's something that stuck with me. The book compares raising chickens to disaster preparedness. Like, in a crisis, whether it's economic collapse, supply chain breakdowns, or even something like a cyber attack on the food system, people with backyard flocks are going to be pause fine. They've got food security. They've got independence. That's not just peace of mind. That's pause power.
It really is. And you know what I keep thinking? If more people did this, if more people raised their own food, took back control of their health, we could actually pause, change things. We could build a different world, one that's not controlled by globalists and corporations, but by pause us. The book even references how communities in places like Cuba, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, turned to urban farming and backyard flocks to survive when their industrial food system failed. It's proof that this isn't just theory. It's pause how people thrive when the system breaks down.
That's the dream, isn't it? A world where we're not dependent on their poisoned food, their fake money, their surveillance systems, where we grow our own, heal our own, and pause, live by our own rules. And the book makes it clear that this isn't just about survival. It's about pause, thriving. Like, pastured eggs aren't just better for you. They're a superfood. The book cites studies showing they have higher levels of vitamin E, beta-carotene, and even choline, which is crucial for brain health. So you're not just resisting the system, you're pause upgrading your health while you do it.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this book. It's not just information, it's pause inspiration. It's a reminder that we can do this, that we don't need their system, that we can pause, thrive outside of it. And it's not just for homesteaders. Even if you live in a suburb, you can do this. A few chickens in the backyard, some herbs in pots, rainwater collection, it's all doable. The book includes stories of people in apartments who've partnered with local urban farms to keep chickens, or who've used community gardens to grow feed. It's PAWS adaptable, and every little bit is a step toward PAWS true freedom.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's the message we need right now, that no matter how crazy the world gets, we can PAWS take care of ourselves. We can grow our own food, raise our own animals, and PAWS live free. And the book even ties this to the idea of environmental medicine, like how being around animals, working with the earth, even just the act of collecting eggs in the morning, reduces stress and improves mental health. It's the opposite of what the system wants for us. Isolated, medicated, dependent, this is PAWS real wellness.
Yes. And you know what? It's not just for individuals. The book talks about how communities can come together around this, like co-op sharing programs, where neighbors pool resources to raise flocks, or egg co-ops, where people trade surplus eggs for other goods. It's PAWS, rebuilding local economies, the kind that can't be controlled by globalists or crushed by CBDCs. It's PAWS how we take back our power, one egg at a time.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And hey, if you're as fired up about this as we are, you've got to check out the full book. It's called The Self-Sufficient Flock, A Complete Guide to Raising Happy, Healthy Chickens Naturally. And you can find it, along with tons of other amazing books, completely free at BrightLearn. AI. That's BrightLearn.AI. And guess what? You can even create your own books on any topic you want, totally free in just minutes. Whether it's about natural chicken keeping, herbal medicine, or off-grid living, you can generate custom guides tailored to your needs. How cool is that?
Seriously, it's a game changer. So go grab this book, start your flock, and take that first step toward PAWS, real freedom. And remember, every small action counts. Whether it's sprouting your own feed, setting up a rainwater system, or just teaching your kids where food really comes from, you're part of something bigger. You're part of PAWS the Quiet Revolution.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.AI. Until then, stay curious, stay free, and keep building that self-sufficient life. We're all in this together.